here is the fact that we've been programmed, and that was in our developmental period when our brains were primarily in theta. We were downloading the world around us, so whatever that was, we copied it. That the subconscious program runs at 95% of the time, and the conscious program runs at 5% of the time. The consciousness is actually the creative spirit end of the whole thing. And the relevance about this is, when we were programmed, and I'm going to say this in a general way, of course there are many who don't have the same background, but there's the large number do. Most people in growing up, and when it comes to health and sickness and illness, disease in the family, whatever, we saw and then learned and downloaded over many years that when somebody's sick, we go to the doctor. And the significance about that is that our subconscious has a program, number one, that says health is not in my hands. Health is in the hands of the doctor who takes care of me when I'm not healthy. So that sort of disempowers your ability to heal yourself. But more importantly, there are other downloaded programs that connect with this. When you connect them, it makes an interesting story, because they're developmental programs that we were led to believe that when there's a professional, the professional knows and you don't. And therefore, if the professional says something that's truth, and you can, you may not know it or whatever, but if the professional said it, that's the critical one. So then I say, put the two together. You go for a medical diagnosis, and the doctor who's in charge of your health, which you've given your health over to, then says to you that you have a very specific diagnosis or a specific life period or some, this is your future. And then I say, well, great, here's the story. The subconscious running 95% of the time, which is not in any way necessarily aligned with conscious wishes and desires at all. The subconscious has been programmed to do this reading of the environmental information, the doctor's diagnosis, integrate with the fact that the doctor is a professional and you're not, and then all of a sudden your subconscious mind now has a truth. And it's a truth based on the program that says the professional takes care of your health and the professional knows the truth. And the significance about that is why diagnoses have a very, very nocebo effect on us. Because even if it wasn't in your mind, now that it's been programmed by a professional as truth, your subconscious just immediately accepts that. Why? It fits all the data and all the filters of the system, and the system will then start to manifest illness. And this is one of the biggest problems we have to deal with, because it totally disempowers you. At that point, it's like, well, your life's not up to you. It's up to the guy who just said that. And this is so critical for us. And this is a dialogue and communication issue of the highest level, because it's a dialogue and a communication between you, your identity, your spirit, your source, whatever you want to call yourself, and the 50 trillion cells. You're having a dialogue with them. And this dialogue is taken at face value. The cells have no ability to discern how you got to the conclusion or why. It just says, this is the information from above down. And why that becomes relevant is then the issue of buying a diagnosis with a subconscious belief of being programmed in a conventional way where the doctor is your health management and the doctor is a professional. It's so misleading and so unfortunate if you stay with that belief system, because even when you're not thinking about it, this thing's running 95% of the time, and your conscious mind is the one that says, no, I can heal myself, I can do all the wonderful things, I'm going to do a great diet, and I'm going to go through Lifeline, clean up a lot of things here and stuff like that. And the concept about it, all this is, if the conscious mind is doing that and the subconscious mind doesn't actually change, then the significance is you're on a time clock, and you are powerful enough to overcome that time clock. And that's really my long, very long sidebar. Maybe it's about 12 paragraph sidebar, but a dialogue that is so critical, because it remembers our consciousness that has your wishes and desires of health, healing, happiness, joy. That's really great, except we're still operating until you rewrite them, which is, that's the good side of the story. You're under the operation of existing programs, and they're invisible, and they operate without you seeing them. But then the whole concept of lifelines, you start to find these invisible programs. Guess what? Heaven on earth.